Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Good. I wanted to start with a. I had a look at your website, and there's a very prominent quote on it that I found on the Voices of the Valley. It was actually on your Facebook page, and it said, "You can't transition a technology or an economy without transitioning a community." Now, from your perspective, can you tell us why this quote was so important?
That's the quote from me, actually.
Ron! Well done, Ron. That's credit where credit is due. I didn't realize it was your quote.
Oh, no, that's all right. That's all right. That's a bit flattering, actually. you can't transition a technology or an economy without transitioning the community. Because they're interlinked, they're all like an ecosystem. And it's very much about the way people think and the way they see themselves. If we just try and transition the technology, you tend to drop a lot of people off behind as you move. And people become unemployable and those sorts of things.
Now, you're talking about the transition basically from the coal-based industry and infrastructure in the Latrobe Valley to something else. Is that basically what this is about?
Yes, yeah. We have to transition all three. We have to transition the technology that's already happening. The grid itself is changing. The community has to change and accept that. We have to transition the economy. And we have to transition our economy from being dependent on the large power stations and the jobs that they provide and the flow on of that to being a little more independent. Jobs that stay here, jobs that make things for our community that our community uses. And we have to transition our community to as I said, that kind of dependency that you've got with the economy to, perhaps we're looking at cooperatives, owning their own jobs, owning their own energy corporation. We've got 30 years to look at what we can do. It's not something that has to be done tomorrow.
The last thing you're talking about is quite a, I suppose, a dramatic break from what's traditionally been the case. We'll come back. I'd like to come back to that, actually. But I was just reading a little bit of background, and just to get a bit of background for you to fill us in. The community held a forum recently to canvass some ideas about the future of the Valley. And I read there was a huge turnout. What were some of the key issues that were raised at that forum?
The Shire held that. Well, it's the council. They call the council now. Oh, I'm a bit old school, so it's always the Shire to me. I keep thinking of hobbits.
That's all right. That's okay. That's okay.
So the Shire ran that one. And it was quite well run. They had a lot of people there, and they were looking for ideas as to what could best suit. And they had a big discussion, a lot of roundtables, as you do. And they came up with some figures, and mostly they covered things like there was one that was put forward was for. Geriatric care, a centre for geriatric care for the Valley, to specialise in that, because we've got some beautiful places to around.
Yes.
If you wanted to be an oldie, it's a good spot.
Yes.
There was a lot on transition. A lot of people wanted a path forward, wanted to know where they were going.
Sure.
And there was a fair push towards equality of public transport access.
Uh-huh.
We had a little bit of a problem recently about about the railway line going in into town where everybody had to get off and...
Yes,
there was a proposal.
Yes, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, which the people strongly objected to. Mostly it turned out it was about the people wanted to know a future.
Mm.
And we've been addressing that. We looked at their concerns and had a look at how that could be, how their concerns tied in with what we were doing. And we altered some of what we were doing to suit that.
How do you think the council is dealing with all this? Are they on board with some of your ideas in Voices of the Valley?
Yeah, they are. The council's only just started to look at transition. We were wandering in there with plans for transition, and we need to do this. We need to get a move on for a while now. And it was only after the announcements that the announcement that there was $40 million in it, they started to take some interest. So we were a little disappointed in that, but we were glad that they did. And they've been really quite good. They still don't have a definitive action. We were very disappointed earlier on in the year when the Shire produced their economic report. And what they were going to do over the next 5 years and their economic plan, and it was mostly coal and more coal.
Right.
Food and fibre, but mostly coal.
Yes.
And we were sitting in a meeting and the CEO asked us what we thought of their new plan, and we told him it was rubbish.
Okay, right.
Because it didn't mention renewable energies at all. It didn't talk about the future industries or anything that was going to happen. It was just, you know. So it was a bit droll, so we told them so.
Well, you might as well speak your mind at this point, because it is the future, as you said, and I think the planning has to start happening right now.
Oh, yeah, probably should have happened 5-10 years ago.
Absolutely. The other question, I just to pick up on this, the community feeling and so on, what's the sense in the community? I mean, you're in this organization, you're clearly thinking, you know, long-term Voices of the Valley, but what about the other parts of the community? Are they aware of the sorts of things that are going on and they need to confront this?
In a sense, you can't live in the valley and not be aware of it, of what has to happen. But a lot of it. So I'm a third generation power station worker.
Mm.
So it's and I'm not the only one. There's a lot of us that worked in the power station that have done it for generations, and that's very much a part of how the community saw themselves. So there's a lot of people will put their head in the sand so that they don't have to think about it. There are a lot of issues down here. We've got let's just turn it around. One of the things that we're doing, and that we're quite proud of, is people have looked at the transition at the end of the stations as a really bad thing, and that's not necessarily so.
Yeah, I was going to. This is what I was actually. My next question was: a lot of people are talking about the transition in terms, and you've mentioned this already: new types of food production, clean and green agriculture, tourism, and so on. But Voices of the Valley, as I understand it, wants to build on what's already there. Essentially, there is an infrastructure in place. There's a community that's historically evolved around the power industry and large scale power generation. Is that right, that basically your thinking on this is to build on the kinds of things that are already in place but transition into some new areas, new jobs, and so on?
Absolutely. All the power lines lead to the valley, because originally all power came from the valley. So even the lines that go to Tasmania come in through the valley. So it's a really good point to to be able to do some things like store energy, for example. Energy storage is a huge upcoming industry, and I don't mean just Tesla batteries in the house. We're seriously going to have some grid storage. That's because everybody knows that the renewables fluctuate in their production, so you've got to be able to store it. So that kind of technology, I believe, is very much a part of the future here.
So you're in a sense, you're building on what's already there. You're not, the transition isn't into something completely new, but rather building on what you've got historically as a community.
Absolutely. But there are things that are absolutely new. We'll be changing from the actual being the generator of all electricity to being the enabler of the renewals. So it's a different mindset. We'd be looking at instead of just generating the electricity, you'd be looking at storing and regenerating it. For example, you might store it as heat and then use the heat to fire up turbines again and turn it back into steam. So that's the regeneration process, and that can be done through compressed air or molten salt, several different technologies you can use rather than just use, say, big batteries. And of course, there's hydros, which we can't tap into because we don't have the facilities here.
You're really at the beginning of you've been dealing with this for quite a while, but the actual sort of serious planning is really starting to take shape at this point in time. You've obviously got a long way to go. Look, one of the things, just in my personal response to everything, is that it seems to me that you Voices of the Valley and your planning is almost like a case study in how these things should be happening. You're really at the forefront of this kind of change, and I guess we could look at you as a really good example of how these things can happen.
I think we got a bit of a leg up on that because we were pretty blasé. We only formed the organisation in 2014 when the mine fire happened, and that was because we had to. We had to stand up and say, our people are sick. So that sort of, when we stood up, that prompted all the inquiries and got all that going, and then we had the issue with death, and we had to fight that one. So we quite successfully challenged the government. But one of the things that did happen from that was the community stood up and put an independent in, didn't get elected, but certainly shook up the system and made the electorate very marginal, extremely marginal. And that made a big difference. It made a big difference. But that was the community standing up and saying enough. And then the politicians listened and it moved from there. So we found all the way along, we started off with health, and that's sort of still where we're going. When we did the second inquiry, there was we had all of the experts under the sun here telling us about our health, and did a lot of planning for what could be done.
Yes.
And that's underway at the moment with the Health Zone Task Force. But one of the things that we found, the elephant in the room, basically, was that the elephant in the room with the health and well-being of the people of the valley was hope, jobs and hope.
Yes.
So we thought we better have a look at that and tackle that. And our approach was, and we've ticked off Di Natale, and we've ticked them all off when they've come down. The approach was move towards something, not away from something. give the people a vision of what their future can be and work towards that, rather than say, you've got to go away from coal. Don't hit us with a stick again.
Mm.
The valley down here was decimated by privatisation 20 years ago, and I for the life of me, cannot understand why people do not look at the Latrobe Valley as what privatisation does to a community, and say, well, we certainly won't privatise again. We're watching the other states going through the same thing, selling their power stations,
yep.
And it's a disaster for a community.
Yep.
Absolute disaster.
Ron, we could talk a little bit more, I'm sure, but I've got to head off at this point. Is there any place we can people listening can go to get a bit more information? Tell us where your websites are and anything else.
Voices of the Valley, votv.org.au, is the website. We're putting up as much as we can. Facebook, of course, if you want to interact there. Is good. Just there's an open group there, Voices of the Valley, and just join that and have a bit of a say, see what we're up to.
And there's also an event coming up, Walk with the Valley for a Just Transition.
Absolutely. That's to do with Earthworker and the cooperatives. They're coming down to set up down here. And part of the transition, as we see it, the cooperatives as being very essential to the way it'll pan out. Yeah, so they're coming down to support us. They're going to set up manufacturing down here, which will be a set of cooperative jobs. So that's good. They're all in new energy too.
Well, let's check back with you in a few months to see how you're going. And I really appreciate your time this morning, and all the best with all your work.
All right, can I get back to bed now, John?
Yes, and have a good snooze for me.
Okay, mate.
Cheers. And talking there with Ron Ibsen, not a morning person, and he's a member of Voices of the Valley, as you heard, and they're dealing with the transition. Post-coal, where does the community go?